In political news, Mississippi Senator Trent Lott made a big Mississippi this week at the 100th birthday party for retiring South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond. Lott waxed rhapsodic over Thurmond's career, especially the early years. He was quickly reminded that those early years included upholding the forced separation of whites and blacks in America. Lott apologized immediately, sort of. Then he apologized again, sort of. Then President Bush called his remarks offensive and wrong, but stopped short of saying Lott should resign as Senate Republican leader. Lott is still putting out the fires he started, and we have on tape his most recent apologia. It's kind of an infomercial mea culpa put together at the last minute, but I think he explains himself pretty clearly in this one. Let's give a listen.
Fellow Americans, this is Trent Lott, Senator from the great state of Mississippi, and I'd like to re-clarify some comments I made last week regarding my esteemed and elderly colleague Strom Thurmond. At Senator Thurmond's 100th birthday party, I made the remark that Mississippi was proud to be a supporter of the man back in 1948. That's when he ran for president on the Dixiecrat ticket. I also said that if the rest of the country had followed our lead, we wouldn't have had all these problems over all these years. Now, the fact that Senator Thurmond ran on a pro-segregationist ticket, and that I once lobbied to keep colored people out of my college fraternity, has been taken to mean that I am a racist. Nothing could be further from the truth. I believe in the Constitution, the one that says all men are created equal, separate, but equal. And when I said that the state of Mississippi supports Senator Thurmond's ideals, I didn't so much mean supports as privately agrees with and publicly renounces, which is every American's right. Now, I concede that I used a poor choice of words. I was insensitive, a mistake of the head, not the heart. I mean, of course it was a mistake. Would I be dumb enough to say those things out loud if it weren't a boo-boo? The people who know who I am know what I am. I've never been a member of a Klan or any racialist organization that high profile, and I have never stood in the way of progress for the colored American, the Hispano-American, the Oriental American, any of the lower cultures who want to raise themselves up to our level. I'm all for it. So, I honestly can't see what the Negroes, are getting their afros in a frizz over. We all know slavery was, well, dang it, I'll say it, slavery was wrong. And I don't care who hears me say that. And calling someone a nigger, or a coon, or a jungle bunny, or a, what's that one Senator Helms used last week? I damn near pissed myself laughing. That was, burrhead. Yeah, using those words to refer to someone whose skin color is darker than normal is all wrong. And some of the views we had back in 1948 were wrong, too. But that's 50 years ago. This generation should not dwell on things that happened back when their mammies and pappies were young. This is the new Republican Party. We want to include everybody. So it's time for black people, brown people, red people, yellow people to melt into that big rainbow pot we call America. And if the hand that stirs the pot happens to be big and white, well, that's just nature. Science, even. Because if you put all the colors of the rainbow together, what happens? They turn white. It's just God's way. So I thank God for good Americans like Strom Thurmond, even if the times have changed, and what was right back then only seems right today. And I've learned my lesson. From now on, I don't make any speeches or off-the-cuff comments unless they've been proofread by two other senators and a PR expert. And by PR, I don't mean Puerto Ricans, unless I'm actually talking about Puerto Ricans, but that's very unlikely because Mississippi doesn't have any Puerto Ricans. Well, no legal ones anyway. I apologize to my president and to the American people if some of my statements caused any pain or confusion, and I hope this does not jeopardize my upcoming appointment as Senate Majority Leader. Guess it's a good thing I'm not up for Senate Minority Leader. But seriously, majority and minority, we must be a united people. We've all got to work together if we're going to stand up to the Arabs, the Pakis, the Chinese, and them pesky North Koreans. And I want to stress that colored people are absolutely welcome in the armed forces. Not behind a desk, not in the mess hall, but fighting right there on the front lines. Fighting and dying for freedom and equality in this country. I hope I've made myself clearer here today than I did last week, and I hope America will forgive this old country boy for his foolishness. I do what I do, not for myself, but for others. Thank you for your time, and God bless America.